The mainstream media narrative against the use of hydroxychloroquine is quickly falling apart. The recently published Lancet study, which has been used by many to denounce hydroxychloroquine, is now being retracted by its own authors over serious concerns about its scientific credibility. The study has been plagued with controversy since it was released, with numerous doctors and scientists around the world coming forward to refute its claims as wildly exaggerated. As a result of the Lancet study, numerous countries, including France, Belgium, and Italy, as well as the WHO, all suspended trials of hydroxychloroquine or outright banned its use in treating coronavirus patients. Now, however, the study is being formally retracted after independent reviewers were unable to verify its highly questionable results. The main complaint made by the study was that hydroxychloroquine caused heart complications, but that claim was refuted by the American Heart Association itself, which found no increase in heart complications whatsoever. Dr. Gold confirmed these findings, explaining the drug was only problematic for patients who had known issues with heart disease, something any doctor prescribing the medicine would already be aware of. Following the retraction of the study, the World Health Organization has resumed its studies of hydroxychloroquine for treatment of coronavirus patients. After President Trump's endorsement, the California State Medical Board sent a letter to physicians across the state warning them against using it. It's not clear how the Lancet study's retraction will affect doctors in the U.S., but Dr. Gold says there are a lot of patients around the country who could be helped today if more doctors were allowed to freely prescribe this medication.